Oh my God. Right off the bat.
How do you follow that? What's up, baby?
Hey.
Watch party day.
Yeah.
You ready?
Well, I'm going to
You got to pace yourself, too. Don't blow your load early.
That's why we're going to get off to a slow start. Niners.
Four corners offense. Pete Carroll.
Yeah, you know what? I only know one speed.
What's not Pete?
Full
What's his name?
Who?
Coach from Princeton. Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Oh, yeah, Pete Carroll. I said Pete Carroll. Seattle. You like my hat? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm repping.
I got a question for you know me, Goo. I always like to get the pulse of the fans. And there is something that I want to try to measure today. And it's whether or not you're giving the 49ers the benefit of the doubt right now. They've had starts like this before.
All right.
And they've always, for the most part, except the year they got hurt,
They've
turned it around. And so are they getting the benefit of the doubt, or are people kind of writing it off already? Like, this team has got some bigger issues. And I'll tell you what, Goo. Here's where I'm coming from. They're 2-3.
Yep.
And I want to hear what people think. They're 2-3. Are you somebody that thinks that these problems are going to linger all year and we're looking at a team that might not make the playoffs? I don't think that. I got to give this team the benefit of the doubt. I still think this team's going to get it together, Goo. I still think this team's going to win 10 games. And I still think this team's going to win the division. And I want to know if I'm in a unique position there, or if that's the way most 49er fans feel. Because it does feel, I'm just saying, kind of feels a little bit like doom and gloom. Like, they're not going to be able to turn this thing around.
And I lightweight understand the doom and gloom, because we're prisoners of the moments, even when we try not to be. But this is not what I had the Niners record after 5 games. But to answer your question, Stoney, I'm right behind you. Even if they lose tonight, it's like there's water on the boat, but you know you're not going to drown, if that makes any sense. Because, again, I don't have the medicals, so I don't know if Greenlaw's coming back. I don't know if McCaffrey's coming back, but I feel like the tide has turned now to where that's the benefit of the doubt. That's the excuse now why they're 29th in the red zone, why they're 9-for-22, because there's no McCaffrey. And I'm talking about the offense, but Steiny, you know I thought highly of this weaponry even without McCaffrey. So with that said, you kind of earn the benefit of the doubt. And the last 4 to 5 years, what they've done and how close they've come to winning it all twice and the NFC Championship visits, I'm with you. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, but I can't sit here and tell you I'm not shook for Niner fans that this has gone on a little too far for me. They've lost 3 of 4. You had a team that's given up 250 yards on the ground, the Arizona Cardinals. You got them at home, and you give your running back the ball 14 times. That's how you get beat. So I'm throwing Kyle in the 2-3 of it's rather peculiar on his plan of attack. And we got some sound from some people in the business, Acho and others, scratching their head at the plan of attack. So tonight against Seattle, I'm curious to see how Kyle's going to attack that Seattle defense, because I'll throw it back to you. I still think they got enough for Niner fans to be mad that they're 2-3, regardless of who they're missing, Steiny.
Yeah, and I don't know what Kyle Shanahan's going to call tonight, but I'll bet if he calls more runs than passes, we'll say he should have passed more than run. And if he passes more than he runs, we'll should have said he runs more than he passes. They're going to win tonight. Please.
But Street saying that might be, this game might be your lock of the week.
In 2021, the 49ers started 2-4, 3-5, and they finished with 7 wins in their last 9 games.
Yep.
2022, they were 4-4. They won 9 straight.
The math is there.
Yeah. So my question is, are you giving them the benefit of the doubt? Or do you feel like this is a different team? It's a different year. Their opponents are different. The opponents are better. We're not quite as good. We're in for a... Wow, I asked my guy Harry. I was talking to my guy Harry. And I said to him, it feels like nobody's given the 49ers the benefit of the doubt. He said, we're not very good this year. We may be able to win the division, but if we win the division, we're going to be 9-8.
Wow.
And I said, come on. I got them winning 10 games. They'll finish the season 8-4. That's what I think.
All right.
So what do 49ers think? 888-957-9570 is the number. We got some good sound to get into about some of the issues that the 49ers are facing. But count Matt Steinmetz as a guy who thinks this team's going to rebound.
Okay. All right.
I just do.
You know what? Let's just do it as a show.
If they finish 10-7, that means they go 8-4 from this point on. I think you take it.
Right. And I know, and excited as I am about tonight, Johnny, we got Thursday night football. We'll be at the Veranda 4-6. It's a division game. The Niners are 0-2 in division games. But just if you allow me for 1 second, the Chiefs are looming. Dallas, Tampa Bay, and then another rematch with Seattle. So I'm just going to take a page out of the Warriors book. Each season is its own entity. I get that, and I say it all the time. So, you know, maybe you are right. Maybe there is collateral damage from the holdouts, and Trent doesn't turn into the best version of himself, and Ayuk doesn't get it going, and it just started from the beginning, and McCaffrey comes back, and maybe he's not himself. Maybe he doesn't come back, and there's no Greenlaw. Maybe this will be the Niners, and we hadn't seen it in a while. You said 2021, Steiny. I didn't see the Warriors not making the playoffs last year. So when you put it through Harry's prism of it's not over the run, but maybe this isn't our year. That to me is...
So you're not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No,
if you're saying maybe this isn't the year, that means you have doubt about this team. So
it's
you're not giving them the benefit.
It's the Ralph Barry thing. It could be, you know, the two things could be true at the same time.
95.7
The
Game. Breaking news.
Well, the long-awaited announcement of who the Golden State Valkyries head coach is going to be has finally come through. Natalie Nakase of the Las Vegas Aces, formerly of the Las Vegas Aces, assistant head coach of the last 2 years, the back-to-back WNBA defending champions.
I'm pretty sure she a coach for the San Francisco Giants, wasn't she?
Natalie Nakase.
Didn't they have a...
She's got championship pedigree.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, she's got championship pedigree.
We were throwing around some names earlier.
I throw out Roz. I thought Roz might have some action if she wanted to coach. Gold Undue. Yeah.
Yeah. We both butchered something in the last minute.
Well, congrats, head coach.
Yeah. All right. Now let's go get Juju in a year or two.
Man, starting tank.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Valkyries have named... their new coach. One more time, Evan.
Natalie Nakase.
Natalie Nakase, a former assistant coach with the Aces.
Yeah, so she has two rings. Yeah.
Yeah. We were batting around some names, and we were thinking about like a Tara Vanderveer.
Yeah. Oh, well, we were doing male and female. I didn't know which way they were going to go.
Who else did we throw out there?
I threw out Roz. I didn't know if she was interested. But she's in the, you know, big-time WNBA fan and reporter.
Yeah, I mean, very very rarely does a team hire a fan, you know, to be their head coach.
Well,
they usually go for somebody with experience. You know what I mean? That's just me. All right. How come we're not giving the Niners the benefit of the doubt is the question.
Well, I call myself
now, you're
doing
trying to
that.
Go in between.
Well, dude, that's what I've learned from the best.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence, but...
I'm not.
Well, so tonight's not a must-win if you think they can get it together. Because obviously...
is it a must-win? No, not literally. But yeah, it's a must-win.
You don't
want to
go 0-3 in the division.
I think they will win
tonight.
You
just don't. And I'm with you.
Because, hey, and oh, gosh, I know nobody wants to hear this. Just cover your ears, Goo. Cover your ears. No, seriously, don't listen. Seattle's got injuries. I know they don't count.
Yeah.
We just count the 49er injuries, but 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you, Niner fans? You're giving this team the benefit of the doubt. They turning this thing around. Do you really believe they will? I think this team's still going to the playoffs.
Hmm.
I want to know what you guys think. 888-957-9570. Coming up at 10:30, your hero. We got him again, Warren Moon.
Oh, we got Warren.
Former Seattle Seahawks quarterback.
Number one.
Houston Oiler. And he'll be joining us at 10:30 to talk some Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, good stuff.
Here's a key takeaway for me from yesterday. Greg Cosell was on with the...
I love him too.
He's unbelievable with Willard and Dibbs. You a lot of times will say something like I'm about to say, but you don't mean it. But I actually mean it. I was listening to the Odyssey app, and I heard Willard and Dibbs talking about this interview with Greg Cosell and about how every time Dibley said something, like Cosell would correct him. And I had to go back and listen to it. It was gold.
Oh, man.
Like Dibley would say, what do you think in the third quarter, they played those two high safeties and they gave up that. Well, it wasn't really two high safeties.
Diz did like that.
Mason's a good runner, but sometimes when he gets behind that zone blocking scheme, it's not a zone blocking scheme.
Oh, boy.
It was just.
I got to get that. Cliff Clavin versus Cliff Clavin.
It was
Starting.
It was funny. They were actually
having some
laughing
fun
about it. Yeah.